Now walk back to the beginning. As you walk, take note of what West Windsor is like today. No longer is it a quiet farming community of a few thousand people. Now it's a thriving suburbia of tens of thousands. Similarly, you may notice signs of the suburbs around you and on your eventual journey back home. How did we get here? Until the second half of the 20th century, West Windsor retained its farmland, its quietness, and its rural way of life. Only one planned development existed in town, Berrien City, near the train station. Otherwise, it was either isolated homes amid farmland or small, long-time communities like Dutchneck. Like much of the nation during the post-war suburban boom of the 1950s and 60s, West Windsor began to grow. It started small, a suburban development here and another one there. But soon, a wave of settlers began to arrive, like their predecessors hundreds of years prior. But instead of ships, horses, and wagons, they arrived in cars. Instead of expansive farms, they established small plots of manicured lawns. And instead of fertile farmland, they were attracted to proximity to nearby cities, jobs, and opportunity for their children. But don't just take my word for it, the numbers don't lie. In 1950, 2,500 people lived in town. In 1960, 4,000. And in 1970, nearly 6,500. Still, those who grew up here during that time remember a small town and farmland as far as the eye could see. Look around you now, amid a town of 30,000 residents. Where has that gone? Multiple factors were at play, one of which you might be walking over right now. Before the 1970s, few houses in town were connected to a sewer system. Instead, they relied on septic tanks or other methods to dispose of waste. But this changed that decade, allowing residential developers to establish dozens upon dozens of suburban communities. Within a few decades, West Windsor's identity as a farming community was no more. So too was its status as a small community. Between 1980 and 1990 alone, the population nearly doubled from 8,500 to 16,000. In 2021, it is roughly 30,000, and a little over 20% of our land is farm. This growth mirrored that of central New Jersey overall, which is why we have the school system we do today. Before the late 1960s, West Windsor and other communities sent its high school students to Princeton. But when Princeton could no longer accommodate, we needed a new high school of our own. West Windsor split the cost with Plainsboro, and in 1969, the West Windsor-Plainsboro School District was born. High School South was opened only 4 years later. In 2021, around 10,000 students are served by the combined district. Many of those who moved in brought in cultures, ethnicities, religions, ideologies, political beliefs, and other perspectives not seen before in town. As mentioned before, prior to the 1960s, only two religious institutions called the town home, the Princeton Baptist Church in Penn's Neck and the Dutchneck Presbyterian Church. Now there are many more of Christian, Muslim, Jewish, and other non-Abrahamic religions. Each frequently participates in community activities and promotes interfaith relations. This is not even addressing the diversification of race in town, one of the most distinctive aspects of West Windsor. Our businesses are also different. No longer do we have general stores, Coopers, and Wheelwrights of yore. Look at Route 1, perhaps the most stark example of the change of just the past few decades. Malls, office complexes, and more stand in the place of one-time farms. Even our playtime has changed. Instead of horse rides on farms, hunting in the woods, and ice skating on ponds, we primarily have organized sports for children and adults alike. Baseball, soccer, cricket, and football fields, just to name a few, can be found across town, and expansive parks such as the 2,500-acre Mercer County Park are part of our community dynamic. Much of West Windsor's history has been lost to time, weather, abandonment, and purposeful demolition. Gone are the hundreds of 1700s era houses and thousands of acres of farmland as far as the eye could see. Gone too are the stories, never recorded, of generations past. But still enough remains to tell a story of indigenous inhabitants land speculators, residents, and their descendants, children, and parents. Still in town are a few hundred buildings at least a century old, about 25 as old as the 1700s in 2021. And communities such as Dutch Neck help preserve a vestige of a time long gone. You too can help, however. In 2021, this tour is being used to fundraise for Send Hunger Packing, which helps address food insecurity for some of our town's children. No longer do we have an overseer of the poor to help them. Please donate to them if you can, or sign up to volunteer. Please also consider donating to and volunteering for the Historical Society of West Windsor to help preserve centuries of heritage and to celebrate our town's past, present, and future. We hope you enjoyed this tour, and thank you for being part of West Windsor history.